You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Christ calls us to be united. This concept of church unity is sometimes referred to as being part of the body of Christ. Christ wants his people to be so in tune with each other and with him that they cooperate as if they were the body. And we are joined by Pastor Last Bonde, who's going to be speaking to us about unity in the body of Christ. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you? Pastor Bonde, can you hear me? How are you? You are far from the phone. You are sounding far, or is it me who's not hearing you? Mfundisi? Yes, Pastor is. I can hear. He is there. Yeah, you are sounding far from the phone, Mpundisi. Let me call you back. I'm going to call you back, and then so that we can have this conversation. I can hear the pastor, but he is sounding very, very far from the phone. So we just need to fix that right away. And yes, we are going to be having our pastor so we can speak all things. Mpundisi?
Yes.
Yes, lovely. Now I can hear you. Now you are clearer. How are you, Pastor?
I'm good.
I am good as well.
It's chilly today.
Yes, even this side.
Oh.
Yes, Mpundisi. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us as we start?
Okay, we can pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for affording to us yet another opportunity that we can call you our Father and in you to be with us as we discuss unity. Thank you so much for attending to us and for hearing us. In Jesus, you pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mpundisi, we are speaking about all things the unity in the body of Christ. So, why is the body of Christ used as a way to describe unity? What makes a body the best example?
Wow, good. As we consider the body of Christ to refer to the church, that is to say the followers of Christ or believers from all corners of the world, I think the Bible gives a vivid description or account of what the body is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I can say some of the words from the verse. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body.
Yeah.
So it is with Christ. Yeah. So the body, the physical body, is given as an illustration of what the body of Christ is.
Mm-hmm. So, because of the usage of the body, is that to say that it doesn't matter which denomination we are, as long as we say Jesus is Lord?
Somehow we can start from there and move to a certain level or to a certain point where we want to achieve unity in our diverseness from different corners. As we come together, we are not coming together on unity, but we are coming together for Christ.
Okay, so looking at this one, Mpundiswami, how then can people be united while still embracing their identity as individuals created by God?
Wow, very interesting. We can think along these lines. Unity has a source. Then the source of unity is God, and Christ is our example. So we are all created in the image of God, and I believe faith in God, just like John 3:16 says, whosoever believes, and it goes like that. it allows us to reflect some of God's art, and in process, we find our identity in God.
Mm. Okay, so still on that one, Mfundiswami, is that why, for example, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we have a department for PAL, public affairs, religious liberty? Yes, is that why we have that? So that we may understand that, yes, Mfundisi is Adventist, Zanele maybe is Pentecostal, Samantha maybe is Pentecostal, Zionist and stuff like that. But if we all believe in Christ, then it means you are part of the body. Is that why we have such departments?
Yes. And remember, Zanele is not on top of last, and last is not on top of another individual. But we come together from our different cultures, different perspectives, different beliefs. Then what are we coming for? We are coming to Christ. Then who unifies us now is Christ or God working in us.
Mm. I see, Mfundiswami. So how then did God design us to make how did God design us that makes unity a possibility? Why do we need each other?
Look at God's formula, how he his things. He created and all of us in his image, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then God won. He demonstrated that, and he revealed that to his people. If we can get into the Bible through Moses, that's where he could say who he is and what he expects us, like in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. And remember the bond effect as the something that is made up of different parts. And look at Adam. God, in the beginning, God created men, and we were never meant to be alone.
Mm.
That is why he had to go further after Adam. We need to love and to care for. We need love. We need to care from that. Or to care us. The source. So that is the mechanism that we have from God, that we depend on each other, or we need each other.
I love that, Mfundiswami. Okay, so overall, what we are taking out from today's discussion is that we are all different. We are all unique, but we are all part of the same body, meaning that in our uniqueness, one can be an arm, one can be a leg, one can be so forth and so on, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm loving that point. So, I mean, any closing remarks from your part?
Wow. We need to remember how important and how crucial we are as individuals. So if we can take note of that, we can position ourselves so that we become useful to the society or to other individuals. And by so doing, we come together, united in Christ for a purpose.
Amen. Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that as we do, you close with us. You close for us in prayer.
I can, Zanele. Shall we pray? Our dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for Christ, who is our example. Thank you so much for created us in image. And thank you so much for your desire that we work for one another, united in your love, taking care of one another and depending upon you. Thank you so much for today. We continue to pray for those who are not well. We continue to pray for unity in the families, in the countries, and around the world. In Jesus' name we do. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundiswami, thank you so much. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Same over there.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.